Leinster House, where an international banking inquiry, a banking expert from Boston College, appeared at the banking inquiry this morning. His name is Professor Ed Cain. Let's hear more from Sandra Hurley, who's at the inquiry. Sandra, who is Ed Cain?
Yes, well, Ed Cain is, he's currently a research professor of finance at Boston College, as you mentioned there. He's an international expert on banking. He has held fellowships at Princeton and MIT. He used to consult for the World Bank. He's currently consulting for the IMF. And he coined this phrase, zombie banks, in reference to the Japanese crisis in the 80s.
Now, he said during the inquiry this morning that he felt Anglo should clearly have been nationalised earlier. Did he explain why?
Yes, well, he said that Anglo should have been nationalised because it was in the taxpayers' interest to do that. And he said that this should have happened a lot earlier than it did, and that it would have saved some money. And that he said that, you know, some of the warning signs that were there, when a bank, he said, is growing very rapidly relative to the rest of the industry and relative to its own history, also when it seems to have a concentration of loans in a particular sector, then it requires attention. And he said that those signals should have been set off. A team of investigators should have been sent in to safeguard the taxpayers' interest in the bank earlier. Now, Piers Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, asked whether it would have been better to nationalise the bank versus giving it a guarantee. And Piers Doherty pointing out that, of course, nationalisation comes with its own cost. It's not something that would have been cost-free to the taxpayer ultimately. But Professor Cain definitely came down on the nationalisation side. And he said that Anglo, while before it was nationalised, it was simply racking up more losses, and it was taking more risks, and it didn't stop taking risks until it was taken over, and it was just accumulating more and more losses. Now, there was a little bit of confusion, Fran, because several times during his evidence this morning, he referred to AIB when he seemed to mean Anglo-Irish Bank, and the chairman, Kieran Lynch, and others had to intervene and clarify that it was, in fact, Anglo that he was talking about, and there seemed to be some confusion there that the acronym for them is both the same.
Minor detail. Sandra, he also said that bankers were trusted too much, but he said they weren't punished enough.
Yes, well, this seemed to be a big theme of his and one that he referred to over and over again. And his particular field, obviously it's the American banking crisis that he is an expert in. And he said that bankers are given far too much trust and that they should be punished more, that often it's the corporations which are given penalties and that rather than the individuals. And he said that bankers should be prosecuted in open court where everyone can see them. Now, he also expanded on this question of whether banks have a liquidity problem or an insolvency problem. You might remember in the Irish crisis that initially it was thought that the Irish banks had a liquidity problem, that is that they couldn't access funds on the international markets. It turned out later that some of them had insolvency issues. And he said, speaking generally, that often it is the case that bankers themselves actually know that they have an insolvency problem, but they don't reveal this, that they keep saying publicly that they have a liquidity problem. And he said that bankers are able to hide soft information from auditors and the auditors don't have the full picture until it's too late.
All right. Sandra Hurley at the Banking Inquiry. Thank you.